Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But here's what we do know. The Big Ten, it was official last night, but they announced it this morning. The Big Ten is back October 23rd, 24th, whatever that weekend is.
Yes.
They're going to start.
And that's the last date you could start and conceivably still get into the college football playoffs.
Right. And they will play an 8-game conference schedule. Now, what they're doing something a little interesting. They're going to play a conference championship game that last weekend, but every other team in the league that's not in the conference championship game is going to play one another. So they're actually going to play a bonus game. So the two division winners will play in the conference championship.
I don't think they're doing divisions, or they're just doing best record. I think it's just going to be.
I thought they said it was number two in one division versus number two in the other division, three versus three, four versus four, and so on. But I'm wrong.
I'll have to look that up.
Once again, no one knows anything.
Because I thought I read, but again, all of this is changing, that they were just going to take the two best records and those two teams are going to play in the championship, because obviously it won't be a full schedule.
But anyway, they're in for the college football playoff. Assuming they get it off the ground and they play it. Okay.
Yeah, but so if there's some delays in this and you do have to pause, and by the way, I would like to point out that you do have several Big Ten schools right now that if you were playing right now, couldn't field teams. There's no guarantee that this does go off and there is no wiggle room for them. They've got 9 weeks to play nine games,
but they're going to try.
Yes.
So the next is the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And the Pac-12 came out and said, this was Larry Scott, said, well, you know, we've got two states, Oregon and California, that are literally burning up.
Yeah.
And their COVID restrictions don't allow practice.
Yeah.
Well, that turns out to kind of not be true. Shockingly, I know this will stun you, that that's not right. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, came out today and said, well, there's nothing really in our stipulations that say you can't play. Like, he doesn't even care. He's like, go. I don't care. I told you this yesterday, right? Yeah. Like, why is everyone making a big deal of the governor standing in the way? Neither governor is going to stand in the way of this. First of all, they're fighting much bigger fights.
Sure.
Second, politically, like, because, you know, they always think politically. Like, what would be the point of Governor Brown saying, nope, everybody else is playing all around the country, including most of the West Coast footprint, but Oregon State, you cannot. I mean, come on. She's not going to do that.
Because she already said
she
that she
already
would...
came out today and said, exemption, fine, go practice, don't care, get out of my office, right?
I literally have tens of thousands of people that have been displaced.
Yes. The very first sentence of the statement was, we're dealing with the wildfires, go away.
Right, and that's, I mean, who didn't think that was going to happen?
So Newsom said there's nothing that prevents teams from playing, which is correct, but there is things that prevent you from practicing.
Yeah, so let me read something. Let me read that. On that, I think you're going, or unless you want, you have it up there?
Yeah, I got it up. Okay. So John Wilner of the San Jose Mercury News, he said he has been reaching out trying to get some clarity on this whole thing. Because Gavin Newsom
there
said
there isn't clarity.
He said there's nothing in there that prevents teams from playing 22 players on a field, full contact. That is true. Problem is this.
There we go. Problem solved.
You can't practice. And then the governor said, no, that's not true, which he is technically correct. You just can't practice the way any rational human being would practice.
Yeah.
You cannot practice 11 on 11.
The health authority has their own.
Yes.
They're setting practice guidelines now.
Well, did you see the latest from Wilner?
Yeah. So this is, so the health department actually said, you can practice, you just have to work around it.
And now, this is California, right?
This is California. This was their suggested. He said that you can practice against air. You can use virtual reality. You can use tackling dummies.
Nice.
And you can use mental exercises.
Okay.
These are all real things that the health department said. And Wilner responded that at some point during the season, during a game week, a football team needed 22 players on the field, an offense against defense, 11 on 11 with some degree of contact. The official responded saying, well, why couldn't the teams just play 5 against 5? Because that's the number of people you are allowed to have in contact with one another.
But that could be changing is what I'm saying. This is like literally from the last five minutes from Wilner.
Exactly. It's going
to
change.
Is he said, after speaking with Larry Scott, Newsom's office reached out to USC. Plan is to fast track revision to controversial 12-person cohort max.
Yes.
That shifts focus to local health, an easier hurdle for the schools.
Again, that health guy doesn't know anything.
No.
And he's just saying, well, here's what we laid
out. 5 on 5.
Yeah. Well, why can't you guys play 5? They're going to get this change. They're going to play. And here's another thing. Before you get to that point, JC Babes, let me tell you this. I know you disagree with this because you said this yesterday. And you have a much better idea of what it takes to get up and running by October 23rd and 24th. Not only is everyone freaking out way too much about what the governors have to say about this, they're backing out of this already. I think the Pac-12 is going to be ready to play by October 23rd and 24th. I'm serious. I think they're going to be ready to play by the same weekend the Big Ten is so that they can get in on the college football playoff. I said it first. Mark it. If I'm wrong, yell at me. Tell me I'm terrible. Fire me. Don't care. I think they're going to get it done.
I think there is a 0% chance that they're up and running by October 23rd. I would be my head sewn to the carpet.
Sports fight.
If that happens.
You're a bitch.
You do not have.
Wait, is that what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah. You don't have people on campus. You haven't had people that have gone through full team workouts.
Just do the show, man.
Just do the show. You haven't had anyone that has any sort of lead up to this whatsoever. Testing doesn't start until September 30th. So what you would be basically asking teams to do is in the span of roughly 2.5 weeks to go from nothing to we're playing full games. I don't see in any shape or form how that happens.
Yeah. I knew you'd disagree with that. I still think that they're going to do it because every time we think it's one way, it's the other.
Well,
nothing is as it seems ever in this whole thing. This all 8 months of this, it has always been, well, this is going to happen. Well, just wait. No. Oh, then this happened.
Because common sense in any of this
has been
blown out.
That's exactly right.
And remember the whole thing through this that we still need to remember is you still have to have university president sign off on this. And at the end of the day, the SEC, the Big 12, and now the Big 10 have basically decided that they are okay with 30 to 70 kids a team getting COVID because that's basically what it is across the board.
What is?
That almost every team has had an outbreak to the tune of somewhere in between 25 to, in the case of LSU, 75 or 80 kids that have had it, right? We just know that that is going to be the reality of it. And is the Pac-12 going to be okay with that? Are the university presidents going to say okay? Is there going to be the backlash for not playing like there was in the Big Ten? The president of the United States, supposedly the White House, had 300 plus calls involving this and got involved and offered them resources.
Wait, he fields all those calls?
Well, the White House. I mean, he said the White House.
Wait, I can call the White House and just say, hey.
I think if you're the Big Ten and you're in battleground states and he's trying to win votes, I think you can get the ear of the president. Does he care about the West Coast in the same way? Is that same sort of political pressure? Are the university presidents going to fold to this? They are going to play with the rapid testing. At some point, the Pac-12 is going to play. But can you get all these dominoes to fall into place? Literally, you're going to have to start on September 30th. You are going to have to be in full pads practice. And even then, Mario Cristobal said he needed 8 weeks to get ready. You're asking him to get ready in 2. Three would game week. So 2 weeks of camp, and then you're getting game
week. I hear you,
brother,
but I bet they do it.
Boy,
I bet they do it.
That is a monumental task.
Well, the thing about it is, too, they're playing only Pac-12 schedule, right?
Yeah.
So they're all going to be in the same boat.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
Am I wrong about that? No. Like, you're not going to be at a disadvantage because you're playing all teams that are starting at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, if you were playing a team from the Big 12 that's been going this whole time, that would be trouble, but they're not. They're playing each other. The key is you got to get started before in time to be relevant with the rest of the Power Five, because they are going to hold a college football playoff. That's the whole thing.
Yep.
And I do think the presidents and chancellors are going to sign off on it, because this testing thing is different. Look, I get both sides of this, man. Christine Brennan's coming on at 5:30, and she claims that this is the worst day in the history of the Big Ten. Why? It's things changed. The testing
yep.
model is better. So why is this? I mean, I get if you still don't want to play. Like, I understand that opinion, but oh my God, the worst day ever, and they folded and they caved and they're cowards. And what? Things are different. It's a fluid situation. Information is changing all the time. And so being nimble and being able to pivot based off of that, I think is perfectly fine. So I don't really understand all this hate. Back to the Pac-12, I just think the Pac-12 knows that it can't. I mean, it wants to start sooner. Maybe it can't. Maybe you're right. Maybe ultimately, just time-wise, they just can't. But it's going to be bad if they start later.
And they're the only ones.
And they're the only ones, and they're not in the college football playoff. That's not good for the league, and they yep. know that. Yep. So I think they're going to fast-track this SOB.
They're going to try their very best. We'll see. I just think that I think it's unrealistic. But to be fair, I did not think that the Big Ten was going to be able to restart.
Exactly. But, see, nothing is...
But here we are.
No conventional wisdom ever. Never use any sort of logic or conventional wisdom to any of this.
Yes.
It's changing too rapidly. You just never know.
Well, because logic and reason is not what's driving any of this. And we know that. You know, the idea... We've been told so many times that unless this happens, this can't. And, I mean... Did you listen to any of the Big Ten presidents and chancellors today mm-hmm. when people were asking them, hey, you said that if kids can't be on campus and it's not safe for kids to be on campus, how are athletes there? And every one of them was like, well, Michigan State was asked, hey, you've got like 6 or 7 different sororities and frats right now that are under quarantine, and you've got outbreaks all over campus. How can you bring football back? Rutgers literally came out and said basically that they're not comfortable with this, but they're going to take it week to week. Rutgers didn't even want to do this. So this idea that this is all science-based and that everyone's on board, this is such a white-knuckle thing that the Big Ten is doing, but there's enough pressure being applied from congressmen to the president to just $75 million in athletic department losses, that they did something that I did not think they were going to be able to do, and that's turn this battleship around and apparently do it in time to try to squeeze into the college football playoffs. So I am with you in that at this point, honestly, nothing would surprise me, including, by the way, in 6 weeks, if we had the entire season shut down,
right?
That wouldn't shock me either.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.